This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry confirms first COVID-19 death in Nepal. 10 new coronavirus infection cases confirmed this morning. Total cases reaches 291. Health Ministry urges all to help and support health workers involved in treatment of COVID-19 patients. Discussion on government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year commencing from today in Federal Parliament. And former US President Barack Obama criticizes American leaders over handling of coronavirus response. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has confirmed that a woman's death at Dulikhel Hospital was due to coronavirus infection. Issuing a press statement last night, the Ministry of Health and Population confirmed that 29-year-old woman from Sindhupalchok district had died from the deadly virus on Thursday. The woman, who gave birth to a baby a week ago at the Kathmandu-based TU Teaching Hospital on May 6, was discharged the next day and she went back to her home in Sindhupalchok. However, she developed respiration difficulties and high fever. She died while she was being taken to Dulikhel Hospital, Kaveri, for treatment. Dulikhel Hospital's doctors, nurses and paramedics involved in the treatment process of the women have been kept under quarantine after collecting their swabs. Meanwhile, the village home of the women has been sealed. A meeting of the District Security Committee held yesterday decided to seal Barabisa Municipality 9 and wards number 8 and 9 of Balefirula Municipality. Balefi 8 is a women's maternal home. Personnel of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Nepal Army have been assigned for the security management of the area. Likewise, Barabisi Primary Health Center is also sealed as the women had visited there for the treatment. Meantime, the Health Ministry has confirmed 10 new cases of coronavirus infection in Lautaro district this morning. With this, the total infection cases have reached 291 in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to accept all the medical professionals, including doctors and nurses, in the families and rented rooms as normal. They ask the public to ensure the safe home stay as they have ensuring safety of all the people during the pandemic. Speaking at the Delhi media briefing at the ministry yesterday, ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Dev Koda said the ministry attention has been drawn to the report of problems faced by the doctors and medical professionals due to lack of cooperation from the house warners and family member fearing infections, saying all safety measures are in place. No members in family or community should be afraid of medical professionals. Meantime, Dr. Dev Koda also informed about the new guidelines for the safety and management of all medical professionals during corona crisis issued by the Ministry of Health and Population. The discussion on the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year is commencing from today in the Federal Parliament. The discussion on policies and programs for fiscal year 2020-21 has been scheduled on 17th, 18th and 19th May on party basis. The economists and business entrepreneurs have appreciated the government's policies and programs and stressed on its effective implementation. State One Minister for Internal Affairs and Law Hikmat Karki said the Nepali nationals stranded along the Nepal-India borders will be immediately rescued and brought home. At a meeting of the Japa District Corona Prevention Committee held yesterday, he directed the local governments to arrange a well-appointed holding center and quarantine facilities for those rescued and brought to Nepal. Minister Karki further said as many as 1,000 stranded Nepali will be repatriated through Kakarvita, Bhadrapur, Gauri Ganj, Tangu Duba and Kachan Kawal checkpoints of Japa within a couple of days, and the numbers of returnees would gradually increase up to 20,000. The minister informed that both Nepal and Indian governments are holding discussion on the particular matter and the citizens of the respective nations will be rescued and managed. 10 containers carrying medical supplies purchased by the government from China to prevent and control COVID-19 have reached Kathmandu yesterday. The containers that departed from Hangzhou in China passed through Khasa and Tatopani custom points. The government purchased the medical appliances in coordination with the Nepalese Army. The Army had received the first phase of the shipment at Tribhuvan International Airport. Nepal reached an agreement with China to purchase 73 types of medical appliances to prevent and control the infection. Other containers carrying medical instruments left for Nepal from Hangzhou of China on May 6, 8 and 10. It takes around 12 days from the containers to reach Nepal. The Nepal Communist Party had marked the 27th Madan Ashrit Memorial Day yesterday. Prime Minister and Chairman of the ruling Nepal Communist Party, K.P. Sarma Oli, and another Chairman of the party, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, have expressed commitment to ensure meaningful change in the country as per people's aspiration and mandate to the party. Issuing a press statement on the occasion of 27th Memorial Day of the CPN General Secretary and Chief of the Organization Department of the party and the second anniversary of the party unification yesterday, the chairman said that the party was firmly determined to materializing the people's aspiration for development and prosperity even irrespective of the adversity. The press statement further raised that despite the limitation and difficulties, the government has achieved notable success in various areas including the prosperity mission. Then UML General Secretary Madan Bhandari and Organization Department Chief Jeevraj Ashrit were killed in a mysterious jeep mishap at Dastunga of Chitwan district on 3rd Jester 2050 BS, and then UML and Maoist Center were unified on the same date 2 years back. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते हजुर
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हाँ त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital has stated that no employee in the hospital is infected with COVID-19. Executive Director at the hospital, Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Kharga, clarified that no doctors, officers and employees of the hospital were found infected with COVID-19. Dr. Kharga clarified it after the news was disseminated, stating that the hospital employee was infected with coronavirus. A 6-year-old girl admitted at the hospital was, however, tested positive for COVID-19 and has been kept at isolation ward of Ganeshman building in the hospital. The number of Nepali died from COVID-19 has reached 63 in the United Kingdom till today. According to London-based Nepali embassy spokesperson Sarad Raj Aran, of the deceased, 52 are males and 11 females. 52 of them are former Gurkha Army and 11 others. You are listening to ATM English News Bulletin from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Former U.S. President Barack Obama on Saturday criticized American leaders over the handling of the coronavirus response. Telling college graduates in an online commencement address, he criticized officials that the pandemic shows many officials aren't even pretending to be in charge. Speaking on Show Me Your Talk, SBCU edition, Obama said without naming the president or other officials that a lot of the officials aren't even pretending to be in charge. U.S. President Donald Trump has said his administration is considering numerous proposals about the World Health Organization, including one in which Washington will pay about 10% of its former level. In a posting on Twitter, Trump underscored that no final decision had been made and that U.S. funding for the Global Health Agency remained frozen. Trump suspended U.S. contribution to WHO on April 14, accusing it of promoting China's disinformation about the coronavirus outbreak and saying his administration would launch a review of the organization. WHO officials denied the claims and in China and has insisted it was transparent and open. The global death toll from the coronavirus infection has surpassed more than 312,000, while the infection cases have jumped 4.7 million. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the eastern region and partly cloudy in the central and western hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is possible at a few places of the eastern region and western and central hilly region towards afternoon or late afternoon. Now the Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 31 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 15.6 degrees Celsius, humidity 97%. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry confirms first COVID-19 death in Nepal. 10 new coronavirus infection cases confirmed this morning. Total cases reaches 291. Health Ministry urges all to help and support health workers involved in treatment of COVID-19 patients. Discussion on government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year commencing from today in Federal Parliament, and former US President Barack Obama criticizes American leaders over handling of coronavirus response. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.